Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com. And with your radio pop app, you can take the show wherever you go. Hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday morning. A lot to get into with the rest of the program today. Day two of early voting. Early voting continuing throughout the state of Texas, and your opportunity to go in and vote. If you're in District 1, not only do you have the Texas Constitutional Amendments to vote on, but also a recall election of Lubbock City Councilman Victor Hernandez. About 86 people in District 1 went and voted yesterday. Try to get those numbers up a little bit today. And joining us to talk about the Texas Constitutional Amendments from Empower Texans, our good friend Michael Quinn Sullivan. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Chad. Doing great. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today because the Texas Constitutional Amendments, these are important to the state, but to the average voter out there, they either know nothing about this or they just don't care. That's what it seems like anyway some of the expectations to be a very low voter turnout out there. But some of these can have quite an impact, correct?
Sure. You know, I mean, that's the thing. I think that it is very unfortunate. You're absolutely right that, you know, if we have 10% of the voters turning out, we'll all think it was a very successful election. But remember, you know, 10% turnout really only means 5% of the people who are legally eligible to vote in an election. You know, we're running dangerously close to that point of the tyranny of the minority when it comes to running government. Folks need to participate in a form of government. These constitutional elections, yes, they're complicated sometimes. Yes, they can be confusing. But this is important stuff. It affects people's lives in very real ways. And it's at least worth turning off American Idol for 15 minutes and doing a little bit of reading, nothing else.
Well, let's talk about some of these propositions that are out there. I think the most controversial, and I think you would agree with this, is probably Proposition 6. And this has to deal with the state's water plan, correct?
Yeah, well, it sort of has to do with the state's water plan. It's being sold as having to do with the state's water plan. But, you know, this is where words are important and where, you know, the actions of our legislature sometimes make you scratch your head, because what this really is taking $2 billion out of the state's economic stabilization fund, you know, what we kind of call colloquially the rainy day fund, and that $2 billion is then in turn going to be used to incentivize local governments to do water things, things that may or may not have anything to do with developing water infrastructure. For example, the Tarrant County Water District, they recently decided to use their water money to build an ice rink in a new shopping center. You know, so the water district is building an ice rink. That doesn't translate into more water.
So that would be
more water
under this plan for Proposition 6. That would be okay for them to take money out of that $2 billion. They could go and build an ice rink out of it.
There are no real limitations on how the dollars can then be spent by those local governments. I think that's a and that was one of the real concerns raised during the debate about Proposition 6 in the legislature, that there weren't sufficient protections on the spending, that you've got an unelected board that's going to be rubber stamping in a lot of ways these the applications that come through without any real clear definitions as to what does and doesn't fit into the overall state water plan. So we're spending a lot of money. Remember, 2 years ago, voters approved $6 billion in evergreen debt, $6 billion in debt that will always be with us. So it's become a rolling debt. And we were told then, if we do $6 billion in evergreen debt, that will solve our water problem. Well, now they're saying $2 billion from the Rainy Day Fund plus a whole lot of new local government debt, that will solve our water problem. Yeah, at some point, I think we as voters and taxpayers need to stand up and say, well, just tell us the final number.
Right.
What's the number? Is it $6 billion? Is it $2 billion? Is it debt forever? You know, what's the number?
Let me play devil's advocate here, because I think the supporters who are out there, including Governor Rick Perry, the speaker, Joe Strauss, are out there saying, we have a real emergency. The Rainy Day Fund, it's here for emergencies. We have a real emergency in the state. We have a big drought, and we need to spend money in order to get water supplies fixed. And, more and more people are moving to the state of Texas. Why are they wrong?
Well, one, the Rainy Day Fund is not there for emergencies. That's a lie. That is an absolute lie. It is not true. It is that is violative of what the people of Texas voted on when we created the Economic Stabilization Fund. I encourage folks go back, take a look at the 1987 ballot proposition. It said we're creating a special fund to smooth out the state's budget in times of economic downturn. It had nothing to do with the emergencies. It's not a slush fund. Now remember, this is a legislature. They came in January this year with historic revenues, 26% increase in available dollars, massive amount of new money. They didn't spend a single penny of the unencumbered general revenues coming in on water. Not a cent. Mm-hmm. Instead, they came into a special session after spending all that money on all sorts of other things. Then they came in a special session and suddenly decided, oh, no, there's an emergency. Let's pull money from the Rainy Day Fund. That's not the purpose of the fund. Second, you do have to wonder, if it is such an emergency, why weren't they budgeting it in line with the other priorities of the state? But they didn't do that. This is a lot more about spending money than it is really about seriously addressing the state's water problems. Our water problems are not the result of no money. In fact, there's more money available for water than anything else because, water is critical to human life. Therefore, banks are always happy to lend money when it comes to water projects. That's an easy thing to get money for because people always have to drink water. So money is never the problem when it comes to water. The problem with water in Texas is we have lots of water. It just happens to be in places where we don't need it. And we have lots of people with water needs where there isn't water.
Right.
So the problem is getting the water from one place to another place. And that has nothing to do with money. It has everything to do with long-standing state law, long-standing traditions in the state, long-standing rules that exist, dealing with how water is transferred. And the legislature has for now 20 years refused to address the question of rights and permissions, where water is and how to get it to where it's needed. Until we address that, we can pave the waterways of Texas with $100 bills, and we can use quarters to line all of our water pipes, but we're not going to have any water flowing through it until we address that question of rights and permissions.
Visiting with Michael Quinn Sullivan, Empower Texans, talking about the Texas constitutional amendments that you can go and vote on. We're talking about Proposition 6, which I think is probably the most controversial out of all the propositions out there. One more argument that I think a lot of supporters use, this one that I've read in a number of publications, is, hey, look, it's only $2 billion. It'll be replenished by all this oil and gas money that we have flowing into the state. What's the big deal?
We say it's only $2 billion. I love that phrase, it's only $2 billion. it reminds me of the oilman's prayer, Lord, give me a boom, and this time I promise not to waste it. That's what politicians consistently do. They see revenues, and they say, good times are here forever. We'll never again have an economic downturn. There'll never again be a bust in the oil and gas industry. There'll never again be a slowdown in the world economy. It will never happen again. Unfortunately, those things do happen. They happen very regularly. If you remember, in 2005, we were told good times are here to stay. And then, of course, we had the recession of 2007 and 8 and 2009. That caused all sorts of budget problems for the state. So, the idea that, well, trust us, now we're always going to have money, that's a stupid way to budget. that is an inappropriate way to allocate the people's money. Second, $2 billion, if it was only $2 billion, if that's such an inconsequential amount of money, when they had that $27 billion in new revenues, why didn't they allocate $2 billion of that to the water plan rather than taking it out of the economic stabilization fund, because there's no guarantee that the oil that oil and gas is going to continue trading at the levels that it is today. There's no guarantee of those things. Wall Street refuses to look, you know, 38 months, 42 months, 60 months out when doing forecasts for things like oil and gas revenues. Wall Street doesn't do it, and yet we think that a bunch of part-time legislators in Austin somehow can. That's probably not a good economic bet.
Visiting with Michael Quinn Sullivan and PowerTexans.com. Michael, what are some of the other propositions that when you've talked to people, maybe some of the props that they are either confused about or things that they just need clarification on?
There are two very important propositions dealing with the states of veterans. I think some people have some confusion about. Those are Propositions 1 and Proposition 4. Both of those deal with providing property tax exemptions for the surviving spouses of service members killed in action. On the one hand, that's Proposition 1. Proposition 4 provides a tax exemption for disabled veterans whose homes were donated to them by charity. Now, these are not getting rid of property taxes. They're just like a percentage off the tax bill.
Right.
These are important. These are very important pieces of legislation, I suggest, for protecting our veterans. We have out-of-control property taxes, and I think we all recognize that. And one of the worst things that we see happening out there is when a serviceman goes overseas, is killed in action, and the family now loses income, and now they are burdened by property tax after that loss of income, after the loss of that soldier. On the other hand, we have disabled veterans, folks that come back who are now wheelchair-bound, paraplegics, what have you, and charities have cropped up around the state and around the nation, doing a very honorable thing of either going through totally renovating their homes or building the new homes that are accessible to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem with those accessible homes, of course, is that they tend to have pretty high property values. They tend to, the fixtures and the fixings and all the work inside tends to increase the property value quite a bit. And that makes it difficult now for these disabled veterans to be able to afford to stay in the home that was given to them by charity. I think a lot of folks will look at those and say, oh, but wait, you're carving out someone, getting them, a special deal. What about, them start listing all these other cases? It was absolutely true. I suggest that taking care of our veterans should be one of our first priorities. Second, all these things just highlight for us the need for real reform in the state's property tax system.
Right.
We really need to be going about the diligent business of fixing what is a very oppressive taxing scheme.
Michael Quinn Sullivan, Empower Texans and PowerTexans.com. Appreciate your time today, and hopefully we'll get some people to get out there and vote for these vote on these constitutional amendments. Need more turnout
out
there.
Absolutely right. Thank you so much, Chad.
Have a good one. It's Michael Quinn Sullivan, Empower Texans. You can view more at EmpowerTexans.com.